share just quickly what happened. At the grocery store, totally in my own space, looking at the you know, signs on the top to figure out which aisle I'm gonna go down. And this woman basically verbally attacks me for looking at her husband. Yeah, and I'm like, you know, a black woman dressed like a total tramp with a fat black man. And I mean, and I'm like, really? I'm like looking around going, you know,
who are you talking to?
Are you serious? And it was interesting because this was an old pattern from high school. And I'm like, are you kidding me in the grocery store now? What do I need to see from this? But it brought up that adrenaline, and my first response was to fight her, you know, to
argue, defend.
No, physical.
Physical, okay, oh, no, cool.
This is we're going high school here. This okay. And I'm like, I'm an adult. I'm in a grocery store. You know, I don't have to defend myself. This is absurd. And so I chose something different, and I'm like,
although
whatever.
I'm having a pleasurable moment picturing you say, bring it on.
Yeah.
Oh, I so, you know, I left, and he was so embarrassed, and
sure
he grabbed her. And she made a comment. I thought she was talking about the other man who was walking in the aisle, and he was getting all offended because he thought he was talking to him, too.
Everybody's after the man.
I mean, and it was just so weird. Anyhow, so she breaks off from her husband later in the store, and I'm going down an aisle, and she just comes walking past doing that nasty look kind of thing. And I'm like, are you kidding me? This is so high school. I just looked at her, you know, I'm like, whatever. I can hold my own with you anytime. Passed her by. She passes by again.
Because you're not getting the message.
Well, and...
Did you get it, or you want me to give it
well,
to you?
Well, okay, so she passes by again. She's like, what are you looking at? I'm like, fucking bitch, and walked off. You know, and then she wouldn't say anything, and she wouldn't look at me the rest of the time.
She cussed at you, or you cussed at her?
I cussed at her.
Okay, you definitely didn't get the message, so you can expect the same setup again.
Okay, so.
Right, you're ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Even though. It's easy.
It's easy.
To see.
To see.
What I've been in the past.
What I've been in the past.
And hated.
And rejected.
Instead of saying.
With grace.
Oh, I've been that.
Oh, I've been that.
And I love myself.
And I forgive myself.
Because that was painful. And yet I believed it. And I marinated myself. In the illusion. And I suffered for it. I have been that.
And it did not feel good.
I have been that. And I have never forgiven myself. Because if I was true forgiveness, I would be grace under fire. I would be. So much light. That no one could experience that level of pain. That level of mental torment and suffering. Within range of my field. All the ways I have not forgiven myself. All the ways I have judged. My old self.
As embarrassing.
Ridiculous.
Absurd.
A bitch. Stupid.
All the ways.
I have not fully integrated. The kick. That life is. It's all of it.
It's the stupidity.
It's the jealousy.
It's the irrational.
Mental and emotional.
Suffering over something.
Made up. All the ways she.
Was bringing my attention.
To where I had not gone all the way.
To forgive myself.
And love myself.
In every form.
She is only
a reflection
of what I've known myself to be.
And I did.
I have.
And I remember.
I remember. It felt awful. It was the worst pain. When I was in the thick of it. And even though I don't go back. There's part of me screaming.
There's part of me screaming.
Down three different aisles.
Down three different aisles.
To forgive myself.
To forgive myself.
To integrate that part of me.
To integrate that part of me.
That teenage part of me.
That teenage part of me.
That young adult part of me.
That young adult part of me.
That full-grown woman part of me.
That full-grown woman part of me.
That explored.
That explored.
The illusion of jealousy.
The illusion of jealousy.
The aspect of scarcity.
The aspect of scarcity.
The feeling place of inadequacy.
The feeling place of inadequacy.
The illusion of betrayal.
The illusion of betrayal.
Over.
Over.
And over.
And over.
And over.
And over.
In all different degrees.
In all different degrees.
And I want to bless myself.
And I want to bless myself.
And thank myself.
And thank myself.
For bringing it to my attention.
For bringing it to my attention.
In somebody else's form.
In somebody else's form.
And I want to take this moment.
And I want to take this moment.
And bless that woman.
And bless that woman.
And send her love.
And send her love.
And light.
And light.
That she might heal her mind.
That she might heal her mind.
Heal her chemistry.
Heal her chemistry.
The same way I desire.
The same way I desire.
To heal my chemistry.
To heal my chemistry.
She is a living example.
She is a living example.
Like a funhouse mirror.
Like a funhouse mirror.
Of chemistry.
Of chemistry.
Out of whack.
Out of whack.
And that is my intention.
That is my intention.
To teach my body.
Teach my body.
To change my neuroplasticity.
To change my neuroplasticity.
To change my thought.
To change my thought.
And the following feeling.
And the following feeling.
So that I know grace.
So that I know grace.
Instead of. Judgment.
Judgment.
Fight.
Fight.
Defensiveness.
Defensiveness.
Or adrenaline.
Or adrenaline.
Give myself permission.
Give myself permission.
To fall in love.
To fall in love.
With the adventure.
The adventure.
That I am.
That I am.
I am the adventure.
I am the adventure.
I am the adventure.
I am the adventure.
The exploration.
The exploration.
Of contrast.
Of contrast.
Outrageous contrast.
Outrageous contrast.
If I could see.
If I could see.
What I really am.
What I really am.
I would have.
I would have.
An outrageously.
Outrageously.
Good time.
Good time.
Okay, take a breath. Does that make sense to you?
Oh yeah. I saw her as being so insecure.
And yet instead of reaching for compassion for her and diffusing it with grace and love and light.
Yeah, I didn't do that.
You went to, that is ugly, that's not acceptable, that's wrong. And so like I was driving down the freeway today and this person like really, I had to slam on my brakes to not hit their car. And then I was like, whoa. And I said, asshole, and then I started laughing, and immediately I went, I've been that. And then I saw them try to whip back in. So what they were trying to do was hop in the part that was slower going a different direction. And I was like, I've really been that. I've been in a hurry, and I felt like I've got a zip and speed, and I'm sure I've been, you know, not mindful of other drivers. Of course I've been that. And then I went right into, I've been that. I love myself, I love myself, I love myself, I love myself. Right? So the more you mantra from that book and reread that book, it's all going to come up for you to heal. Everything unlike self-love will come visit you in the grocery store and everywhere else.
I was just so surprised that, you know, because I was such in a place of, in my own space, in my own world, to feel like I had to defend myself, you know, or protect myself from some crazy person. I haven't been confronted like that in a very, very long time.
So what did you, you might want to look at what your homework was too if it ties into that. Okay? And so the opposite belief, would be two parts. One, I lovingly accept that I've explored that and it's painful. Mm-hmm. And how rockin' awesome that I'm out of it. Right? And I would say that that pattern is so big, you probably experience people blindsiding you with it in reverse.
Well, it's that, you know, I've chosen not to be the person who is attacking someone else, but, you know, all of the situations have been where someone's confronted me.
And so what do you actively do to change your belief so that you're never attacked?
Yeah. What am I love
there's
myself.
There's your clarity. So when you, you know, and you can re-access the video on beliefs. There's a formula to change the belief. So when you're having an experience over and over and over, it's a belief, right?
Right.
Right? So you would want to change it. And it would be things like, why is it so safe to be me? Why do I accept all of my self in a loving way? Why am I always loved and supported? And will you believe it at first? No. But if you create the belief and align to the belief and take right action to supplement the belief, absolutely, you'll end up brainwashing yourself, and then that's your new reality. But if you're not actively changing the belief, well, then welcome to experiencing that for the next decade. Right? It's a little motivating, isn't it?
Well, it's just, yeah, and this has been in a different way because the history, the recent history has been people that have been close to me. So
at least you're moving it out a little.
So, well, but it's interesting because, you know, it's a situation where it was outside of me.
It's good. You're healing a little further out.
Right. And so how that resolved was that, you know, when there were fights, because of the situation, there was 4 years of peace in the school where this was a tremendous issue because of the conversations that we had. So with all the kids and with all the families, there was no fighting. And it just, and then it moved in. It got close and personal.
And what tells you is
that this
circumstance never creates you, but it tells you who you are. If that's your response to being attacked, you want to look at that.
Wait, say that one more time, please.
Circumstance tells you who you are. It doesn't create you. It tells you who you are right now. And so you would want to play with that. What's the gift? How can I use this? Can you replay it in your mind and do it differently? Who is somebody else? How would they have handled it? Who are people that would never even happen to them? Why?
Right.
Why not?
It's not in their reality.
If you don't explore and then build what you want, you just keep looping around. The mind can only give you what it knows. If you don't put new stuff in there, you're just going to keep looping. You'll revisit it many different ways. And so you have a great gift. You can go back and replay the scenario over and over and over and flood your body with a different feeling place in it. Okay? Now you already do this in real time, like if you're going to give a speech or you're going to do a presentation. You practice till you can fake confidence. Right? Do it in your imagination. Go back. If you have the meditation CD I did, it's one where you go back in history and you show up differently in it until you teach your body a different chemical response. That's it. The greatest gift we have is imagination.